Silicon Valley's delight. Developers in the valley step away from the cubicle and try to understand consumers' desires. Ask Joshua Reeves about his online payroll service, and the last thing he'll want to discuss are its features and all that cold jargon that usually comes pouring out of the mouths of Silicon Valley engineers. No, what Reeves really cares about is what he hopes you will feel when you use Zen Payroll Incorporated. Delight. Yes, delight. A squishy, subjective term. So daringly unquantifiable, so proudly immeasurable. And suddenly, it's all the rage in data-driven Silicon Valley. The word is a legacy of Steve Jobs, the Apple Incorporated co-founder who often spoke of wanting to surprise and delight people. Jack Dorsey, co-founder of Twitter, wants his company's products to delight the world. Instagram co-founder Kevin Systrom suggests, if you delight people even a little bit with a simple solution, it turns out it goes very far. Embracing a new concept. In the surest sign that delight may be on the cusp of morphing from insurgent idea to overused buzzword, Microsoft Corporation in Washington and Dell Incorporated in Texas have embraced it. It's the corporate equivalent of parents joining Facebook, making it instantly uncool. In all our work with partners and on our own devices, we will focus relentlessly on delivering delightful, seamless experiences across hardware, software, and services, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer wrote in the company's annual shareholder letter. Can the Valley change? On the surface, delight seems so goofily Californian, a spacey New Age notion that it practically begs to be mocked. Hold the eye rolls, however, because underneath the suspicion that it's just some new marketing babble, the talk of delight signals a radical shift in the way Silicon Valley creates products. Someone invoking the principles of delight is saying that when thinking about making a product, what should come first is not the technology, but the people it is intended to serve. Disciples of delight want their brethren to put down their protractors, quit writing code for a moment, step out of their cubicles, and try to understand the lives of the people they want to use their product. Instead of aggregating astronomical amounts of digital data to judge the success of a product, watch someone use it and see if they smile or laugh with joy. You want to make a product that goes beyond its basic functions to create an emotional connection with the user, said Bill Burnett, executive director of the product design program at Stanford University, which teaches students how to humanize products and services. Delight defined. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines delight as 1. A high degree of gratification, joy, extreme satisfaction. 2. Something that gives great pleasure. Nobody seemed better able to create products that evoked such feelings than Jobs. Jobs argued that truly great leaps of innovation came through intuition and understanding how people lived their lives, not spreadsheets full of market research. For Jobs, the word encapsulated the powerful insight that good design could induce people to fetishize their appliances rather than just being satisfied with them, said Jeff Nunberg, a linguist at the University of California, Berkeley's School of Information. Fleeting loyalty. Jobs is gone, but the gargantuan halo-shaped campus the company is building in California is destined to become Silicon Valley's shrine to delight. The company says one of the objectives of the campus is to provide an on-site venue for the introduction of Apple's new products that will generate surprise and delight. Apple's success in the past decade has naturally inspired entrepreneurs and companies to emulate it. These followers want to create something that inspires that same fanaticism to win some loyalty in a world in which today's flashy new gadget can quickly become tomorrow's 8-track tape player. A tangible idea. To see how this subjective notion can be turned into a tangible concept, devotees can look to Intuit, the California maker of financial software and services such as QuickBooks, TurboTax, and Quicken. A few years ago, Intuit executives adopted design for delight as a phrase to define the new approach. One of the reasons we chose that word to be a part of that phrase is that it's a positive emotion, said Karen Hansen, Vice President of Design Innovation at Intuit. We evoke this emotion by exceeding people's expectations. Still, who decides that a product has created a sufficient amount of delight? Hansen won't say how Intuit makes these decisions, but she notes that in general, psychologists have a number of tools to measure emotions, such as observing pupil dilation or measuring changes in moisture levels on the skin. More important, Hansen said, is whether customers use a product and say, "Ooh." Potential problems. The problem is that delight runs the risk of becoming so overused that its meaning becomes diluted. The temptation is for executives to believe they can create that special feeling by simply uttering delight without rethinking the way they create products. Silicon Valley has a habit of taking serious ideas, slapping cringe-inducing labels on them, and then flogging them to death. Witness the quick rise and fall of gamification, a word that pointed to the growing use of game mechanics in products and was suddenly on everyone's lips a couple of years ago until people discovered it couldn't be spoken out loud without gagging a little. Can delight avoid that fate? Can it secure a place in the pantheon of Silicon Valley's enduring, indispensable lingo? Don't we need delight to talk about things and experiences that exceed our expectations? Said Robert I. Sutton, an engineering professor at Stanford University. Vocabulary focus. Jargon. Cusp. Morph. Insurgent. Babble. Encapsulate. Gargantuan. Emulate. Diluted. Flog something to death. Indispensable.